For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Or as the Message translation puts it, I don't think the way you think. The way you work isn't the way I work. Why does it always surprise us to hear this? Last week at our adult formation class, Kathy led us in a conversation about what the kingdom of God looks like. And what do our kingdoms on earth look like, both in Jesus' time and in our time? We asked what it means to pray for God's will to be done, not ours. We wondered, what does perfect look like to us? And what might it look like to God? Today, a widow gives her last two coins away. It looks like a small offering, especially compared to what some others give. But Jesus puts down those showy scribes. You know, the ones with the long robes and the seats of honor. And lifts up the lowly widow. He says she has put in more than all the others. Now, maybe Jesus has trouble with math. But then again, Jesus is always saying things like this. The last will be first, and the first will be last. Blessed are the poor. The meek will inherit the earth. The one who loses his life will find it. Widows in Jesus' day were the poorest, the most vulnerable. They were without status or livelihood or voice. Yet in today's story, without uttering a word, the widow manages to say something big. Jesus says to his disciples, "You have been very interested in greatness. Look at her. She has done something great." Whatever the cultural systems and political powers have taken away, they cannot take away her choice to give. Today's story is often called the story of the widow's mite, mite being the tiniest of amounts. But I want to call it the story of the mighty widow. The mighty widow who performs an act of mighty giving. When we are feeling afraid or powerless in uncertain times, we can hold on to everything tightly, or we can take action, open our hands, and give. No one can take this choice away from us. In fact, giving, all of the kinds of giving, may be the best antidote there is to fear. In giving, we affirm that we are made in the image and likeness of God. God who gives us the whole world, and Jesus too. We affirm our faith in God, the God who promises to be with us always. Today's gospel also mentions best seats and places of honor. This topic comes up a number of times in the gospels as the disciples worry about who will have the best seats in the kingdom and who will get to sit next to Jesus. Where do you like to sit? We all have preferences. Whether it's in the front row at church, thank you, those of you who dare to come up close, the back row in the movie theater, the aisle seats on the airplane, the comfy recliner in the family room. We can adjust if need be, if we have to, negotiate if we must. My husband Ron and I have our set times where we have recliner rights. When we know the other is having a particularly hard day, we might say, you know, you could have it now if you really need it. In one translation, the disciples tell Jesus they want to sit in the glory of you. Sitting in the glory of Jesus. But wait, what does Jesus' glory look like? Jesus describes it like this. Whoever wants to be great must become a servant. I came to serve, not to be served, to give my life as a ransom for many. Following Jesus means a new way of living. It means giving away our sense of entitlement, whether it's the seat with the extra legroom or the comfy recliner in the family room. Whether it's our insider status or our place of privilege. When we give these away for the sake of the gospel, we begin to be like Jesus. We begin to live with him in the kingdom of God. As I pondered these things this week, I remembered something that happened when our son David and his wife Rebecca got married. As parents of the groom, it was our responsibility to provide the rehearsal dinner the night before the wedding. We had found a charming historical house in Monterey with a beautiful outdoor space. Disappointingly, on the night of the rehearsal, it was pouring buckets. But we knew there was enough space inside for the guests we had invited. Me being me, I wanted us to go over to the venue ahead of time to make sure everything was just right. The right number of tables, nicely spaced, the right number of seats, and a few extras just in case. And one big table for the food. Ron assured me that everything was fine. Then we went off to the rehearsal, during which time our caterers were scheduled to arrive and set up the food buffet style. Imagine my horror when we returned and saw that the caterers had put the food on two tables, the big one and one I had designated for guests. People were already helping themselves to food while I was madly trying to count people and chairs and wondering what to do. We were the last to go through the line, and to my amazement and relief, it looked like no one was left standing. As I looked for a place to settle myself, I heard some people calling me over to join them at the very back of the room. Then I understood what had happened. All on their own, my sister and her husband, and my brother and his wife, my dearest family, had figured out the situation, located some extra chairs, and made a circle in the far corner of the room. We may not have had a table, but in my opinion, I was sitting in the best seat in the room. It was not the place of power and prestige, but I do think we were sitting in the glory of Jesus. Jesus came to show us a different way of being and doing, a way that cares more about somebody else having the best seat than about getting it for ourselves, a way that believes God's thoughts and ways are better than ours. As we see God's ways lived out in a widow who will not give up her right to give, in siblings who make sure there is room for everyone, we are invited to do the same. No matter circumstances or political powers, we can be followers of Jesus, working for that kingdom. We can choose joy, inclusion, empathy, compassion, equality, dignity, diversity, community, kindness, integrity, honesty, respect, facts, peace, the planet, humanity, love. These are all qualities of God's kingdom that we named last week in that adult formation class. We can act and live God's ways right here and now, every day, so the kingdom comes on earth as it is in heaven, even if just in moments. When we live this way, we won't care so much about where we get to sit. We will rejoice in being together where there is room for everyone. And from time to time, we may discover, to our surprise, that the best seat is not always what we pictured. It may be that circle of chairs in the back corner of the room. The best gift may be those two last coins given away. Do not lose heart, dear ones. The kingdom of God is within you. Amen.